This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. This is Salvation Army Week, and while there have been many special things to highlight and promote, there's also been a lot of fundraising. On Bay FM with Lenny Benoit, Major Brian Wheeler says the 44th annual Gingerbread House at the Valley Mall opened nearly a month ago, and the need for gifts keeps growing.
We collect toys for young people and children who may not receive what toys we all want or they want over the Christmas season. So far this year, we're up to 313 children that will be helping with Christmas gifts, but the applications are still coming in.
I can imagine.
Wheeler says thousands of people have been helped by coming through the doors of their Cornerbrook office.
We've helped over 6,300 people coming through the offices of the Salvation Army. And this Christmas thus far, we've helped over 1,000 people coming through our office.
The major says some people are having to make some hard choices.
But people are forced to come. They're choosing between rent and food. Wow. So some people are having some hard choices to make. So that's what we're there for.
Yeah.
And we're there to help them and make it as easy as possible. We don't want to make them lose their dignity.
No.
We want to serve them with a smile and say, we're here for you.
The Salvation Army Kettle Campaign is also in full swing with a goal of raising $110,000, and all of that money will stay in this region. Wheeler says the recent weather has likely had an impact on donations.
We're about $7,000 behind the funds that we collected at the same point last year. Most of that I know is probably in relation to the weather.
Yeah.
Weekends are our best time.
I'm sure, yeah.
Because people are in the mall and the people are in the stores and the grocery stores. But we've had a lot of snow on those days.
Yep, we really have.
And we've noticed the decline in that. So we really are putting out a push and just want everyone to know that we really are counting on our community to help us.
The Salvation Army Kettle Campaign will wrap up December 24th. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.